Monday, July 25th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, there's three different articles I want to bring to you today. All these stories point to a sea change as they aggressively look to codify the progressive agenda. Harry, first off, out of the Christian Post, congressional Democrats have blocked a resolution that would have condemned the violence directed at churches and pro-life organizations by pro-abortion activists in recent months.
So, Tom, we have already looked at this, that it was likely to be done, and now we know that it has been done. The Senate had passed a resolution for the protection of not only the justices, but they had also affirmed the protection that is needed for the rising violence against crisis pregnancy centers, as well as churches and organizations. And so, as it comes to the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi has blocked its movement to the floor. It's basically a resolution that comes from a congressman of Louisiana, Mike Johnson, and all it calls for is the recognition that we have laws on the books that ought to be enforced in order to protect these pro-life centers that are now under attack by an organization called Jane's Revenge, and it is clearly an anarchist organization. And they have said, after 30 days, we are going to escalate what we are doing. Well, if you escalate what they are doing, which includes firebombing as well as intimidation, threats, and destruction of property, well, what seems to be next, of course, is highly concerning, which is why Congressman Johnson wants the Congress to get on record calling upon the federal law enforcement agencies to provide the protection that is needed for these institutions. Of course, hopefully, the state-level law enforcement will be active, but we need to have the federal law enforcement engaged as well. But the Speaker of the House did not let this bill even come to a vote, which is even heightened as a concern because there have been certain senators and congressmen, such as Elizabeth Warren, who has said we need to shut these places down. So what we see in Pelosi's refusal to bring this to the floor is the support of the abortion movement is more important to her than the affirmation of constitutional law and order.
Harry, the second story I want to go to, members of the Democrat-led House who are fearful that the U.S. Supreme Court might one day overturn Obergefell versus Hodges, that decision that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. The House passed legislation just last week that seeks to codify same-sex marriage into law.
Tom, this legislative initiative is stated to be in response to Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas' remarks that the same constitutional fiction that was used to support Roe v. Wade was also used in the Obergefell decision. So what they're saying is, in case the Supreme Court would create an initiative against the Obergefell decision, we are going to codify same-sex marriage. Tom, another piece of this initiative that passed the House is that 47 Republicans, many of which were elected on the basis of affirming the sanctity of marriage of one man, one woman for one life, have now voted to codify same-sex marriage. So you have not only the party line vote of the Democrats, you now have 47 Republicans that are on record affirming same-sex marriage as a quote-unquote constitutional right.
Harry, another story that ties right into this Obergefell story. CNN reported last week that now Republican and Democrat senators expect the bill to be codified in the Senate. Now they need 60 votes in the Senate. It's not a done deal that this will pass. We have Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and Marco Rubio, as well as John Cornyn, who said they would vote against this bill. But we have others, such as Tom Tillis from North Carolina, Republican Whip John Thune, and Rob Portman from Ohio, saying they will probably vote for this bill.
So again, you not only see 47 Republicans who have left the party platform, which affirms marriage as one man, one woman for one life, But now you have in the Senate Republican senators who would signal that they also are going to embrace Obergefell by codifying same-sex marriage and that they have changed their positions. In other words, the people elected them to affirm the sanctity of marriage. Now they are going to shift in their view of this matter. So you see the distinct possibility of this bill that would codify Obergefell into a congressionally passed law is on the horizon.
Harry, what's interesting about this is these three men that I mentioned, Thune, Portman, and Tillis, all of them ran on a very, very conservative platform.
What you have is a battle of worldviews right now. The secularization of a neo-pagan world and life view where man is the measure of all things and freedom is defined as every man does what's right in his own eyes. There is no transcendent law. There is no, quote, natural law or revealed law that is transcendent, which is at the core of our founding documents as a nation. They're God-given liberties, not man-invented liberties. So what you see is the expansion of government to affirm the irrationality of, quote, unquote, liberties in the United States, such as sexual anarchy with the LGBTQ movement, such as marital anarchy. This is and has been a cultural revolution. So for this cultural revolution to succeed, you have to not simply restrain, you have to shut down the voice of opposition. Well, the first thing you do is you get those who apostatize from the sanity of a biblical world and life view that affirms the sanctity of marriage, the sanctity of sex, the sanctity of family, and then you put it up for democratic anarchy, whereby you have now a movement to redefine it in the name of freedom. To create order, you have to expand the authority of the government. And the first thing the authoritative expansion of government does is shuts down the voice of opposition. If you do not get on board, then you are suppressed and eliminated from the public square. Now, initially, that will be politically. That can even become, as we have seen in history, that can become actual elimination of entire groups of people who are not in on the revolution. But initially, it's socially marginalized and politically marginalized and suppressed and the voice removed. And that's what these legislative attempts are saying. There will be no voice for the sanctity of marriage, one man, one woman, one life, and there will be no voice for the sanctity of life. In other words, all of these have to be suppressed. All of these have to be marginalized. Thus, no statement is allowed to come to a vote concerning the violence against pro-life organizations. Thus, we're going to codify the anarchy and the irrationality and the fabrication of same-sex marriage so that in the public square, we don't have to deal with those who would argue for marriage as one man, one woman committed for one life. So what you are seeing is that revolution. Response is very simple. You cannot have public theology with sanity unless Christ Church gets on its mission, and its mission is not government. Its mission is the Great Commission and living the Great Commandment. That produces men and women who bring sanity to the public square. This country came into existence because of a great awakening and a spiritual movement that then was distilled into sanity in what has become the American experiment. Now, in the secularization of America, you are seeing the descent into insanity, immorality, absurdity, and lethality, and the shutting down of any voice that rises up in opposition. Tom, much more could be said, but we're certainly out of time. We obviously will be revisiting this regularly.
One of the greatest joys in the Christian life is raising a Christian family. One of the biggest challenges in the Christian life is raising a Christian family. And from the subject of today's podcast, that's getting more difficult all the time. Pastor Reader's series, Seven Essentials for the Christian Family, will help equip your family to experience life triumphantly in Christ. To order this series, go to briarwood.org/7 and the word essential. Well, thanks for being with us today. Join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview. to put the issues of today in perspective.